There are more than 25,000 people registered for tomorrow's Boston Marathon. Everyone from the casual runner, if anyone can casually run 26 miles, to world-class elite racers. This year, slots in the popular Patriots Day event sold out in a record 8 hours. But there's an alternative for those shut out of Boston, a race in Rhode Island, with a stricter qualifying time and a reputation as a marathoner's marathon. Catherine Welsh from member station WRNI has more.
If you can't run the Gansett Marathon in at least 5 hours and 30 minutes, then don't even bother lacing up your shoes.
We've had people who have run a marathon and they were within seconds of the qualifying, and we had to say no.
That's organizer Mike Tamaro. He started the race 2 years ago after he was shut out of the Boston Marathon when all of its slots were filled. Tamaro figured that if he scheduled his race the Saturday before Boston, he'd attract other runners left out too. By the way, the qualifying time for this race is 5 minutes faster than the Boston Marathon. Some of the runners here in the Gansett Marathon's pre-race banquet room are also running Boston, just not Carl Leitz.
This is my backup plan. I was one of the people that was sold out of Boston, and I was left in the cold.
We're down to about 3 minutes now before the start.
It's cold and windy at the starting line. Many of the runners jump up and down to stay loose. Toward the back of the crowd, Keith Straw's wearing a pink tutu and a t-shirt that says Kick Asphalt. This is what he runs in, but don't let the costume fool you. His qualifying time is a very serious 3 hours and 20 minutes. He also carries a wand with a pink star and ribbon. He's using it to gauge the wind.
The wind's slightly ahead of us right now, judging by the little wand, but that means it's going to be weather's coming back.
Okay, runners, be ready.
He and the nearly 200 runners are off on a 26.2-mile course. It takes them down a seaside road, past the lighthouse, and eventually they finish at the old post office. The winner clocks in at 2 hours and 39 minutes. Nicole Rattay's time was 3 hours and 12 minutes, finishing third in the women's division.
I didn't think I was going to come in third at all. I just kept thinking, run my race, and whatever happens, happens.
This was her first Gansett Marathon. She did Boston, but it was for the novelty. She says the Gansett is better and will do it again because it's a marathon that's just about the running. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.
This is NPR News.